You're listening to Khan Podcasts. You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. This is Ariel O'Sullivan with the top news at this hour. Iran has threatened Israel following the assassination of seven senior Revolutionary Guard officers, including two generals in Damascus this week. A spokesperson for the Revolutionary Guard says that the resistance front will fulfill its duty and soon the world will see more deadly attacks against Israel. In the north, at least eight rockets were launched toward the Western Galilee before noon. There were no reports of any injuries or damage. Last night, over a dozen rockets were fired towards Nahariya, the first time since November that the northern city was targeted. The Iron Dome batteries intercepted two of them and the rest fell in open areas. There were no injuries or reported damage. In the south, the IDF assesses that the unmanned aerial vehicle that entered Israeli territory from Jordan overnight and fell in the Arava, south of Paran, was launched from Iraq. The vehicle was detected by the Air Force's control systems and an interceptor was launched toward it. This incident came after an unidentified drone crashed near the Ramon Airport north of Eilat yesterday. On Monday, a drone launched from Iraq hit a naval base in Eilat, causing damages. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting over the alleged Israeli strike on the Iranian Revolutionary Guard headquarters in Damascus. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the U.N., Robert Wood, strongly denied any U.S. involvement in the bombing and warned Iran against escalating its proxy war against Israel or U.S. targets. Meanwhile, the bomb that wounded three UNIFIL peacekeepers in South Lebanon last Friday was placed by Hezbollah. This, according to the IDF spokesperson in Arabic, Lieutenant Colonel Avichai Adri. The three UNIFIL troops, along with a translator, were wounded while on a foot patrol near the village of Ramish. Lebanon media were quick to blame Israel, but UNIFIL said they were investigating the incident. And the IDF spokesman said today that the UNIFIL foot patrol had set off the bomb and it was not clear how long it had been there, but it was set by Hezbollah. Overnight, police say a 26-year-old man from the Arab city of Tira rammed his vehicle into four policemen near the town of Kohav Yair. One of the officers was seriously injured, one moderately, and the other two were lightly hurt. The assailant then fled to a nearby checkpoint to the West Bank, where he allegedly tried to stab the guards there. The security guards at the Eliyahu crossing returned. They opened fire, killing the suspect. Police later searched the assailant's home in Tira and detained some of his family members. The background for the attack was not immediately known. On the 180th day of the war, the 98th Division continues to operate in Khan Yunis. The Air Force said it attacked buildings, combat tunnels, and other terrorist infrastructure overnight. There are 134 hostages being held in Gaza. At least 99 of them are considered to still be alive. An IDF preliminary finding of the probe into the lethal strike on the World Central Kitchen air workers in Gaza reveals that it was a misidentification error. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Herzi Alevi apologized for the unintentional harm to the members of the World Central Kitchen in Gaza. Security forces and police dispersed protesters who crowded outside the residence of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night in Jerusalem to protest his government and exemptions granted to ultra-Orthodox Jewish men from military service. Some broke through police barricades and police used a water cannon to disperse them. Five people were detained, including one who threw a firebomb at a mounted policeman. Ronen Bar, the head of the Shin Bet, has heavily criticized the demonstrations that took place last night. He said it exceeded the accepted rules of protest and that there was a clear line between a legitimate protest and a violent and illegal one. Israel's 10th president, Reuven Rivlin, says that Israel and the Palestinians could live together in a confederacy. Interviewed by Khan, Rivlin said he believes we can live side by side. I don't say in two countries because that's impossible. We will have to create what is called a confederation. Rivlin also called for new national elections. A shakeup in the Shin Bet. Top positions in the Shin Bet, including the head of the southern region responsible for the Gaza Strip, are expected to be replaced in the coming months. This was planned already before October 7th, but will shape the Shin Bet's future chain of command. In response, Finance Minister and head of the Religious Zionist Party, Bezalel Smotrich, blasted the Shin Bet's intentions to make an extensive round of appointments in the coming months. He said it was inconceivable that those who were responsible for the worst intelligence failure in the country's history will now shape the chain of command for years to come on the basis of the same concepts that collapsed. Turning to the weather, and cooler today, but still hotter than average for this time of the year, mainly in the hills and inner parts of the country. Maximum temperatures in the main regions, Jerusalem 26, Tel Aviv and Haifa 24, Beersheba 31, and in Eilat going up to 36 degrees centigrade. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our 1-hour news program.